good evening and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Centre, the weekend edition. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Well, our big focus on the show this evening, the Prime Minister's historic visit to Kuwait. This is significant in more ways than one. The first Indian Prime Minister to visit Kuwait in over 40 years. And of course, the focus was very much people-to-people connect and the diaspora outreach, diaspora diplomacy that has become a recurring feature of the Prime Minister's visits abroad. Now, remember, as far as this Kuwait visit is concerned, the larger diplomatic context is something that cannot be ignored. Well, Gulf has certainly become the cornerstone of the Prime Minister's diplomacy in the past couple of years, whether it was his visit to the UAE this year or, of course, the Crown Prince's visit to India. And this in the backdrop of the India-Middle East-Europe corridor as well, which is being seen as an economic game changer as well. The Prime Minister addressed a community event, Hala Modi, in Kuwait. And tomorrow is going to be crucial when the Prime Minister is expected to hold a bilateral with his counterparts in Kuwait. And of course, various sectors, including of course green energy and emerging opportunities, will be tapped. So a visit to really watch out for. Before I introduce my panel this evening, let's quickly listen in to what the Prime Minister had to say today.
Dathiyo. भारत और कुवैत का रिश्ता सभ्यताओं का है, सागर का है, स्नेह का है, व्यापार कारोबार का है। भारत और कुवैत अरब सागर के दो किनारों पर बसे हैं। हमें सिर्फ डिप्लोमेसी ने ही नहीं बल्कि दिलों ने आपस में जोड़ा है। हमारा वर्तमान ही नहीं बल्कि हमारा अतीत भी हमें जोड़ता है।
Mohammad Ghazali is now joining us live from the NDTV newsroom. So Ghazali, as we were discussing earlier as well, this people-to-people connect is very important when it comes to India and the Gulf nations, given the fact that you have so many Indians in Kuwait. And that, of course, was the focus of the Prime Minister's community event as well.
And certainly the Prime Minister reminded the Indian community itself that how they have been contributing towards the progress of the state, as the state of Kuwait, being doctors, engineers. They have trained an entire generation there because the Indian community has been in Kuwait for decades. And besides that, Prime Minister also offered a kind of opportunity or a window of opportunity for the Kuwaiti government to look for investment in India by saying that we are getting into a skill development. We have the highest young population, which is going to be so in the future as well. And why we need Kuwait as a partner in the Gulf, because Kuwait is one country which you will not see getting into too much of controversies, even in the West Asia, which is right now on the boil due to conflict. But you won't see many comments, many condemnation, which perfectly aligns with India's position in the Middle East as far as the conflict is concerned. Second being that Kuwait is obviously one of the largest oil producers. It is one of the six largest suppliers to India as well. And India needs that kind of partner in the West Asia also because of the energy needs, considering the fact that there is turbulence in the energy market as well. And India also, with its digital payment initiative, emerging technologies, also happens to be a field where Kuwait can also bring in some investment into the country. So a perfect kind of partnership between the two countries is expected when the Prime Minister tomorrow meets the head of the state there, and many more MOUs are expected to be signed between the two countries in different sectors.
All right, Ghazali, thanks very much for joining us with the latest there, as Ghazali is reporting that crucial bilateral tomorrow. But on the show this evening, we put the focus on India's Gulf outreach. Well, the Prime Minister in the past 5 years has really been pushing for renewed ties with the Gulf. But can India and the Gulf, with the Prime Minister's diplomacy, create a new world order? Joining me on the show this evening, I'm being joined by Kezar T. Shakir, Chairman, Indian Business and Professional Council. He's joining us from Kuwait. Ambassador Prabhu Dayal is also with us. He's a former ambassador to Kuwait. Mr. Brahma Chalani, strategic affairs expert, is also with me on the panel. And Raven D'Souza, founding managing editor of The Times Kuwait. Thanks very much, gentlemen, for being with us. Let me begin by asking you, Ambassador Prabhu Dayal, in the past 5 years, we've seen this renewed focus vis-a-vis the Gulf. Do you see this as an effort to perhaps create a new world order, a parallel world order, as many would point out, given the fact that there has been a sort of a realignment with the Gulf, not only in terms of trade, but also in terms of principles like peace, and also looking at what's happening in West Asia. Do you see India and the Gulf taking center stage in this conflict-ridden geopolitical times that we lived in?
Well, I certainly see the last 5 years as a period when India has tried to reinvigorate its policy towards the Gulf. The relationship is taking new dimensions, and a large part of the credit for this goes to the Prime Minister, who has visited a number of Gulf countries. Now he's visiting Kuwait, and this is the first prime ministerial visit after 43 years. Of course, this is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Kuwait, but he has visited the other Gulf countries a number of times. You know, sometimes these visits don't happen because of the lack of mutual convenience. Some dates which suit us don't suit the other side. Yes. But nonetheless, for instance, he's visited the UAE 7 times. He's visited Saudi Arabia. He's visited all the Gulf countries. And that indicates how he's focusing on giving the relationship with each of the Gulf countries a new dimension, a new trust. And let me state very categorically that these relationships are based on interests. And we have a strong interest in reinvigorated and strengthened relationship with each of the Gulf countries. We have huge communities. We are big trading partners. These Gulf countries supply us with our energy needs. But at the same time, what the Prime Minister is trying to convey is that India can be a partner for the Gulf countries in their own goals. In regard to Kuwait, for instance, Kuwait is pursuing some objectives in the context of its Vision 2035.
Yes.
And some of the pillars of this are like sustained, diversified economic goals, an effective civil service, a sustainable living environment, a developed infrastructure. And in all these senses, India can play a meaningful role. And I find, for instance, Kuwait is developing this idea of a new Kuwait.
Yes.
And there is to be a huge amount of infrastructure development, where India is coming forward as a country which can be a reliable partner.
I think there are several important points you're making, Ambassador Dayal. Of course, you know, what you said at the outset was very important, that this is a relationship that's based on mutual interest. And that's something that, you know, both the country's leaders have also talked about. But Mr. Shakir, come in on this, because trade, of course, is one of the most important pillars of this relationship between India and Kuwait. Of course, Kuwait continues to be one of India's largest crude oil suppliers. India continues to send, manpower to Kuwait. In fact, over 30% of Kuwait's workforce is Indian. How do you see India and Kuwait diversifying this relationship that's already deeply rooted and based on mutual trust and a shared history?
You know, good evening. Thank you for having me over. If you know, like Kuwait, India is one of the top 10 import partners of India is one of the top 10 import partners of Kuwait. And that way, this visit of Prime Minister Modi signifies a milestone in further strengthening the longstanding relationship between the two countries. It's not only the current trade. If we go back to Prime Minister Modi's speech today, where he categorically explained or the reciprocity of the relationship that both the countries share in terms of COVID times, when the liquid oxygen was sent from India, from Kuwait to India, and from India, the vaccine Maitri, which was done to Kuwait. So that was one of the areas which opened up relationships and further cemented the strong relationship that we already have between the two countries. And trade and commerce definitely being the main pillars of bilateral trade between the two countries. With his visit, it definitely further, there's a strategic partnership that we see ahead.
Absolutely. And Mr. D'Souza, as we were discussing earlier as well, that there is this sort of people-to-people connect. Of course, we have so many Indians there. The number of expats extremely significant. But do you think we need to deepen our strategic relationship? Because there is perhaps no strategic framework as far as the two countries are concerned. And do you think that that is something that is long due?
Thank you. Good evening, and thank you very much for having me. Absolutely right. Beyond interests, we have a relationship which is decades or rather centuries old.
Yes.
And Prime Minister Modi made that evident today by talking about the oxygen that my friend here, Shakir, mentioned when Kuwait sent it to India, that this was only being done by a brother could do this. And Kuwait and India are joined by the Arabian Sea, but he also mentioned we are joined by hearts. There was so much of emotional outpour in his speech about the connectivity and even his regret that it took 40 long years for a four-hour flight. So I think Kuwait and India have already a relationship in business since many, many decades. This strategic partnership which you're talking about was long overdue. It's coming now. We are excited about it. And I think something great will be announced tomorrow in his meetings with the highest leaders of the land. And the community feels invigorated. The community feels excited. We've seen his visits to other Gulf states. But let me tell you, Kuwait is highly respected in the entire Gulf. Many of them follow Kuwait's investment patterns. Many of them follow
yes.
And appreciate Kuwait's balanced political stance on various issues. And I think there could be no better partnership. And Kuwait is one of the oldest in this region in terms of many, many relationships. So I think there could be no better partnership than the India-Kuwait partnership.
In fact, Mr. D'Souza, you met the Prime Minister today as he arrived in Kuwait.
Yes.
And what is the expectation as far as the Indian diaspora there is concerned? A lot of workers there, some concerns as well after
once
the...
Yes, go absolutely.
Ahead.
I met him twice, once in the morning and once today in the when he before he spoke to the community. Very charming gentleman who, you know, let's say, won the hearts of the whole auditorium, which was 5,000 more. He gave us a very clear indication of what he is going to be speaking tomorrow and what is his feedback he got from the leadership in his meetings in New York and previously. So I think the diaspora, to hear it from our leader firsthand about the opinion about the Indian community is motivational enough.
Absolutely.
And, absolutely. And that's also a very good benchmark for us to know that we stand in very high esteem. And he also spoke about the remittances. He also spoke about our contribution. And not having said that, also talking about future collaboration, which was one of the most important, that we can provide a lot more to Kuwait in their 2035 vision.
Yes.
The Indians can be amazing partners in progress.
Absolutely. I think that's an important point you made. Perhaps India and Kuwait, India and the Gulf at large, sort of being in pole position. But Mr. Brahma Chilani, let's also not forget the geopolitical realities of the times that we live in, particularly as far as Middle East and, you know, West Asia is concerned, given the fact that you have the war raging on pretty much, you know, continuing to sort of damage property, continuing to kill people in Gaza, what's happening in Syria after, you know, the coming down of Assad's regime. Do you see India and the Gulf in this partnership perhaps also significant in that context, with India and the Gulf countries both talking about some sort of a lasting peace solution as far as the West Asian countries are concerned?
That's an important question. In the Middle East, India's expanding footprint is apparent from its close ties with key Arab states as well as with Israel. And Modi has built a strong personal rapport with some of the major leaders in the Middle East. That really helps. For example, he refers to the Emirati president, Sheikh Zayed, as his brother. And that personal bond has helped further relations with the UAE. The UAE has become such a very important investor in and collaborator with India.
Yes.
But by focusing on the Gulf, Modi's foreign policy has deepened collaboration with the six GC countries. These are UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, Kuwait, and Bahrain. These six Gulf states are India's principal energy and trade partners. They are a major source for investments and joint ventures. And above all, they're home to nearly 9 million Indians who send to their country over $35 billion annually. So given India's deepening collaboration with the Gulf states, and also given India's close ties with Israel, India is well positioned to play the role of an honest broker in resolving this conflict. But India can play the role of a broker or a mediator only if it's asked, if it's invited by the countries involved in conflicts to help broker peace. But India is well positioned because there are very few countries in the world that have good relations with Arab states as well as with Israel.
Absolutely, and I think that's something that's an important point. In fact, 25% of overseas Indians live in the Gulf nations, given the fact that you also have over 50% NRIs living in Gulf countries. So they, of course, assume great significance for us. But Ambassador Dayal, while we're on the subject of looking at some kind of a peace solution and the role India can play in partnership with the Gulf nations, do you think that given the camaraderie between the Prime Minister and leaders of the Gulf countries and the kind of alignment that we have seen between the leaders in the past couple of years particularly, do you think our leadership can do more in terms of brokering peace in West Asia?
You know, certainly India and the Gulf countries are partnering each other in the process of promoting regional peace. There is no doubt about it, because in the talks which India has with each of the Gulf countries, the issue of the worsening security situation always comes up, and the approach is towards finding solutions which would end the present situation. Of course, there are limitations, because the situation has arisen not because of the efforts of the Gulf countries or India or anything that they have done, but because of factors beyond their control. But nonetheless, a partnership between the Gulf countries and India always would work towards each other's advantage. Certainly, the presence of a huge Indian community is a very big factor in our interest in closer relations with the Gulf countries. In Kuwait, for instance, we have about 1.1 million Indians who form a very sizable chunk of the population there. And many of these are humble workers. So it is very significant that the Prime Minister made an outreach to the working class people. He met them there. He sat with the workers. He had some snacks with them. He patted some of them on the back and sent a signal that the government of India cares for them, which is very important, because the humble worker is at the bottom of the heap and often feels neglected. Of course, the Prime Minister's outreach to the community all across the Gulf and in other countries where the community has a sizable presence, such as the United States, Australia, and other parts of the world, is very, very touching and very significant. This outreach has endeared him to the Indian community all across the globe, and he has been able to convey this very important message, as he did today, that you can take an India out of it, you can take an Indian out of India, but you can't take India out of an Indian. And the passion within the Indian community reflected that.
Absolutely. In fact, Prime Minister made that important point that India is well equipped to meet the world's skill demand, which is why, you know, our workforce becomes so important. But Mr. Shakir, come in on the point that the Prime Minister made about investment, because that is also crucial. The Prime Minister, of course, also talked about how India could emerge as a popular investment destination for the Gulf nations like Kuwait.
You're absolutely right. I being the chairman of the Indian Business and Professional Council in Kuwait, we have been hosting NASSCOM Invest India in the past few years. And we can now see the difference between what it used to be in the past and now, that we have Kuwaiti businessmen and Kuwaiti business houses who are willing to invest in India, because they see the confidence, they see the emerging market. And as today in his speech, that the young India, that the population of India is young, and we're looking forward to a 1947 vision of having a developed India. So that raises the confidence in the people, and the people of Kuwait are looking at India as a destination for investments, which once upon a time used to be tilted towards the West. So we are seeing a lot of businesses being set up in India. There are a lot of Kuwaiti business houses who have established businesses in India, and they're expanding.
Absolutely. So interesting times there. But Mr. D'Souza, one thing I think we must discuss is that the relationship that India shares with Gulf countries like, say, Kuwait, also UAE, there is, of course, a sense that it's driven by cult leaders. You know, leaders like, of course, Prime Minister Modi and, say, the Crown Prince of Saudi, the Crown Prince of Kuwait as well. Where do you see this shared sort of this camaraderie and this bonhomie stemming from? Because that is something that's very evident every time the Prime Minister meets his counterparts in the Middle East.
Yes. Kuwait is, of course, having a different, we had a parliament which is suspended, unlike others. But Prime Minister Modi's visit to Kuwait today is actually bringing a new India to the attention of Kuwaitis. We have been living here a long time. We know that over a period of time they had a certain impression, and we've not changed that. They understand that. Today, India's role in the new global world order, they understand India's importance, India's, let's say, dynamics of business, geopolitics. So Prime Minister Modi's visit to Kuwait is, in fact, now completing the circle of all the Gulf countries, and as you mentioned, a new relationship, a new strategic partner, and a new India is being introduced to Kuwait today.
That's an interesting point you're making, that it's almost like a new India that the Prime Minister is introducing to the Gulf. Interesting there.
Absolutely.
And the last word to you, Mr. Chalani, from a strategic perspective, from a security point of view, how do you see this relationship as a significant one as, of course, India takes center stage at the global high table?
This relationship with the Gulf states is critical to India's security and its future well-being. India sources 65% of its crude oil imports from the Gulf states, and these countries are also supplying increasing quantities of LNG to India. So India has an important stake in regional stability in the Middle East. Therefore, these conflicts that are raging in the Middle East are quite troubling for India. Another important aspect to bear in mind, given the fact that there are about 9 million Indians living in the Gulf states, why is it that in state after state in the Gulf, the largest expat population is from India rather than from fellow Muslim countries? Why? The reason is that Indians represent the soft power of India in the Gulf. These Indians living in the Gulf are an extension of India's soft power. They're known to be disciplined, dedicated, hardworking, and peace-loving. That's the reason why every country in the Gulf wants Indian workers. The Indian expats in the Middle East are one of India's most distinct soft power assets. And therefore, stability in the Middle East is crucial for India.
Absolutely. And which is why this relationship becomes extremely critical. And those numbers, of course, that we're looking at, India-Kuwait trade itself, totals almost $10 billion. So extremely critical there. Thanks all very much for being with us on Left, Right and Center this evening. This, of course, as we count down to the crucial bilateral as well that is scheduled tomorrow. The optics also extremely interesting. The Prime Minister with the Amir and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. That's all the time that we have on Left, Right and Center. Thanks so much for watching. Good night.